Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Oh, man, you're going for it now. Oh, this is fantastic. Greg Pancake Hill has been putting together a Father's Day list in honor of Dad. A set list, if you will. All the best music that honors Dad or has some kind of Dad component in honor of Father's Day. We have it on our website. You can also text the word Dad to 855-616-1620 to the WDTMJ Talking Text Line, and Greg will send you that set list. And in honor of Father's Day, a very special pancake breakfast. Let's get to it.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Did I just ruin it for you? I got you with the old one, and then...
Oh, boy.
Kind of brought it all down.
We're leaning in now.
Let's tease to that. We'll get your story behind this song in a little bit. All right, so... Oh, I'm sorry, Eric.
That's all right.
So normally I don't do this kind of thing, right, with this segment. I've cultivated the pancake breakfast special to be something where I go on and on, right, about some ridiculous story in the news, or I have some weird take, fun audio drops, etc. But today, I just want to save time to talk about my dad. I call him Chuck. I've done it my whole life. Never really questioned why. You should know that Chuck is, technically speaking, my stepdad. However, that doesn't mean he's any less of a dad. There didn't need to be a qualifier there. He was my dad my entire life. He personified every definition of being a father. I can repeat so many Chuck stories, and what's most important to me is that my friends can too. Like, the impact that he makes in just a few minute conversation is one that just sticks with you. So I got this text earlier from my mom this morning. She reminded me of a story. Back when I was about 4 or 5 years old, Chuck and I went to the park. Beautiful summer day, the sun is shining. Why I remember that is because it rained the day before. So the fact that this day had been building up in anticipation and it was finally here made me one excited kid. On the way home, I rode my bike. I was going down a hill. Well, the hill, a little steeper than I thought. Started standing up, got cocky, and I started to pick up speed. A lot of speed. Behind me were frantic shouts of, "Brake! Hit the brake!" But it didn't matter. I couldn't hear him. Because I, myself, was having a flashback. I remember this very vividly. It was a flashback to a time driving in the car with Chuck. I saw a road sign. I asked him, "What's that sign with the truck going down the hill?" Maybe you've seen one driving before. He explains to me that trucks, if they're going out of control, they need to go onto the side of the road, onto the gravel. They can slow down and hit their air brakes, whatever. Now, if that's not the case, don't hit me up on the talk and text line, because in true dad fashion, he delivered that answer with confidence and poise, regardless of actually knowing the answer. But in this case, I'm pretty sure he was right. So that's what I did. I went off into the ditch. I didn't leave enough room, however, to the roadside that was oncoming, and I smacked into a no parking sign, flipped over my handlebars, and he carried me, as I cried, all the way home. He took care of me. He reassured me that everything would be okay. He helped me keep track of how big and blue the bruise was on my leg from hitting that sign. We would circle it in marker, keep a track every time. He taught me so many things, right? He taught me how to mow the lawn, plant tomatoes, ride a bike, kind of. How to critically think, how to question things that need to be questioned, how to listen and how to be patient, and how to look at life through a humorous lens. And now, how to be a dad to my son. So thank you for letting me speak about my dad. Chuck, I love you, man. Thanks for everything. I can't wait for more stories of maybe letting Levi ride down the hill and be like, "Hey, make sure to hit your brake beforehand," before he hits the parking sign. So I appreciate you guys letting me take a few minutes for him.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day, Chuck. Indeed. And happy Father's Day cake as well.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Silver dollar.
First round, I will. Yes.
So we were talking about dad fails, right? When their heart was in the right place, or trying to do something that was going to be super awesome, and it just doesn't work out that way. So I was trying to think of one. I know plenty for Arnie, I suppose, but I asked him if he could share it, actually, because he would tell the story better than me. We spent a lot of time on Geneva Lake. Listeners know that. And my dad, big boater, loves being out in the water, and he was telling me this story.
In the mid-80s, I decided that we needed to get a fishing boat so that we could catch the lunkers, the big ones. It was a Starcraft with a 25-horsepower Johnson Outboard.
All right, yeah. So it sounds awesome, but okay, you know, it's a fishing boat.
That's awesome.
On one of our early voyages, I turned east out of the bay and headed for the town of Lake Geneva.
And this is a hike. It's a big lake.
As we entered Geneva Bay, the motor began to lose power. It kept going slower and slower until it stopped. Try as we might, we couldn't get it started.
So what do you do at this point? You're on this giant lake in a fishing boat with your kids, and I'm pretty sure my uncle might have been on the boat too, and you have nowhere to go.
So we got out our only paddle and slowly got it to shore.
And by the way, so a lot of Lake Geneva is private, so you can walk around the whole lake, but there's not a lot of public access, so to speak. So we had to go to a private area to try to figure out what to do.
It was a pier on the Wrigley Estate. I tied up the boat.
Yeah, so this is the Wrigley Estate. So there's a bunch of mansions in one little stretch of Lake Geneva. And this is like where the old Wrigley folks had these giant houses. So that's the pier that we tie up on our little fishing boat with no power, trying to see if we can get help. As the sun is going down,
I explained our problem to them. And one said that they would tow us back to Williams Bay.
Yeah, so that's Dad saying how he explains to the guys that he went up to the door to get some help. These guys were clearly in some kind of religious service because they all had white robes on, clearly disrupted whatever it was they were doing. Yeah, sorry. But they could not have been nicer. They came out.
And returned to the house. They shortly came back with a third man, and they all were wearing swimming suits. They fired up a big cruiser and threw us a line, and then towed us all the way back to Williams Bay.
Yeah, so brought us all the way home. It was probably 10 p.m. by the time we got home. Here's the thing that I should point out. It sounds like, oh, you know what? That's not a bad story. Oh, that's not too bad. So you had trouble with the boat once. We've had trouble with the boat lots of times. This is just one example of us being stranded on that giant lake. Love you, Pop. Happy Father's Day.